The main finding of this report is that the mitigation potential in the livestock sector is important and that there is scope for mitigating emissions in all production systems and all regions of the world. The report estimates that currently the livestock sector contributes 14.5% of all anthropogenic emissions, but that those emissions can be reduced by 30%.
Why are these findings significant?
They are significant because they show that the sector can actively contribute to the global efforts against climate change.
And what does this information say to producers in developing countries?
There's one thing interesting in the assessment. It shows that there is a very strong synergy between the efficiency with which producers use natural resources such as water, feed, nitrogen, and the greenhouse gas emissions from their activities. So there is a number of mitigation practices that would also lead in a better use of those natural resources and in increased output of production. And this is, for example, the case of ruminant production, especially ruminant production that is operating currently at low level of productivity of output. But it's also true in some pig production areas, for example, Eastern Asia.
So what does this information say to producers in developed countries?
Well, we also propose some mitigation options for developed countries. You could say that generally emission intensity, so emission per unit of product, is lower in developed countries, but we can still reduce them. And also given the sheer volume of production in those countries, even a small change in terms of intensity can generate substantial emission reduction on the overall.
What needs to be done to ensure participation in these countries?
Well, a broad range of actions and policies are required if we want to see a change in practices. Some of the mitigation practices will also result enough in improved productivity. So they may actually be sustainable, but they would require upfront investments. They would require to pass over risks. There is always a risk associated with a change in practice. So policies need to be in place to facilitate this transition. And here you talk about access to capital, risk management, technology transfer, so support services and so on. So it's a broad range of policy interventions. The assessment of the 30% emission reduction potential in the sector is based on the assessment of an existing gap between producers that have already put in place practices that have low emission intensity and producers that have not yet adopted these practices, so have still fairly high emission intensity. So indeed, the practices do exist and they are profitable because they are actually implemented by some producers. It's a question of narrowing that gap by allowing producers to align to those best practices.